At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Here we go. It's a Monday. Hartman Harrigan. News Talk 830 WCC, so home of the Twins. Wow. I didn't see a lot of it last night, but I saw a little bit. That's the best pitcher in baseball.
Woo! He's pretty good.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I think there's a reason he won the Cy Young.
And is the overwhelming favorite. Are we playing tonight? I don't even know.
I believe it's a night off tonight.
Night off.
Night.
And then we
and
go.
We get the Rays.
The Rays. And we're down there? No, they're here.
Yeah.
Because we already went to Steinbrenner Field.
Yeah. That was enough. Once is enough.
Yeah, the once is enough. Well, we've already played at two minor league parks this year. So we'll get to some sports later, but I want to start.
I was close. Marlins, then the Rays.
Marlins, then yes. The Rays here.
Yes. We're in Florida for the Marlins. Then we come back to host the Rays for the weekend.
Oh.
I was close.
Closer than me. I didn't even know. Yeah. Miami baseball really has taken off, hasn't it?
But they love their Marlins.
You know what they have? Two world championships.
That's a good point.
They have that.
Don't forget that.
They have a really weird stadium, and they have seven people at every game. Okay. I don't know if it's the biggest news, but it's something we knew was coming. We just didn't know who. So it's Grand Casino in XL Energy Center out. So it was the X for 25 years, and let's be honest, a lot of us here are stubborn. I'm certainly not stubborn. We know that. They're going to be someone to call the X inadvertently or just say, it's still the X.
Rolls off the tongue now.
I'm going with the X. Do we have any cute nicknames offered up now for Grand Casino Arena? The casino? I'm going to the casino?
You go
to the casino
tonight? You can certainly go with that.
Yeah, I mean, text me 651-461-9226. Somebody must have this summer. Do we have nicknames yet? Is one caught on?
I think the casino is probably the winner because then you leave people guessing.
Yeah. I mean, we have plenty of casinos.
Mm-hmm. We've got some.
We've got some. We still got space for one in downtown. You got that surface parking lot sitting right there to be a casino. So it was 25 years. Now this is 14 years. Most people probably know Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. Owns Grand Casino, Mille Lacs, Hinckley, the other things they own in St. Paul. So a few topics on this. When it is a big, big name, and they're almost, what would you say? Are they 85% of the time a big name? You know, U.S. Bank, Target, Field and Center. These aren't places looking. They're not startups. Occasionally we get a surprise, right? But more often than not, it's established and they have the money to spend. They most often now have a reach beyond that city, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, usually.
Where they're banking on When the Rays come here, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm tingling with excitement, by the way, for that series.
How could you not?
That, again, in the Florida papers or on ESPN.
Yeah, watching the game.
Or watching the game.
Here at it's, beautiful Target Field
that's
in
it.
Minneapolis.
It's just that branding over and over and over again. I think that's another business we should get into. Brand evaluators. Because there's no science. There's nothing precise. You really can't be right and you can't be wrong.
You be a brand evaluator. I will be a brand consultant.
Could be. Yeah, I normally lean consultant. But I think in this mix, then I just come in and I say, Target Field. How are we feeling about Target Field? And I'm gonna throw some stores that have opened up. I'm gonna make up some synergy about shopping at Target, and then thinking, hey, we should go to the Twins game.
Absolutely. Then you can bring in your consultant friend.
Yeah.
Because we're partners, so we have a consultancy and an evaluation service.
Boom. What is the consultant? What is your sense on if it's worth it to put your big brand name on an arena or a stadium?
It has to be. Because it ain't cheap. It absolutely has to be, because, I mean, every arena, every field, every stadium that comes up, you know, every new build, or if, you know, as in the case of the X, the lease runs out, or whatever you call it, the contract runs out.
I think that works.
There's people lined up. There are companies lined up to put their name on that for, you know, as Grand Casino did, for 14 years. Every Wild game you tune into, every other event that's at that building, Grand Casino Arena, Grand Casino Center, is that what we're calling it?
Arena,
that makes
sense. We're not going to say we're going to the arena, right? That's not going to work.
No, that's not going to work.
Right. If you were either an evaluator or consultant, would you tell a big brand, yep, you have mega dollars, it's worth it to be tied to an arena or stadium? I lean yes. Right? These are companies that have crazy money. They're just trying to find more ways to make more billions of dollars. And name recognition and branding, while we can scoff at it, we can joke about it, it works. Now, sometimes you kind of think, well, XL Energy Center? Do a lot of us really have that option?
You don't shop for your energy?
I don't myself. I don't feel like there's 10 people knocking at my door, you know, like the kids are, you know, selling something. Or the one you always love, hey, just work with Dolores and Bob over there and Benji and Susie over there. We're thinking about surfacing this driveway. And I'll be like, first of all, I have no idea who lives in those houses, and it doesn't matter to me.
I frankly don't like them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust them with their
decisions.
Yeah,
exactly. But I don't remember having like 7 different energy choices.
That's true.
It's like, so.
The nice thing with XL, they got a nice little sweetheart deal on it though, right?
Yeah. It worked out. It worked out. Would you, because I'm a yes. Is your gut instinct a yes to recommend?
Yeah. If I had the money, if I have the, at least a regional reach.
Yeah.
If not nationwide, absolutely.
How about Huntington? Because do we feel like Huntington has grabbed the imagination of the lake state that we are?
That's a tough one because obviously it was TCF and Huntington just bought out TCF. So
yeah.
I guess with the price of buying TCF, you throw your name on the stadium too.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
I don't.
Would they re-up? I don't know.
I don't know. How many stadiums do we have, by the way, around the country that don't have naming rights on?
Not many.
Fenway?
Wrigley, Lambeau Field.
Yeah. There's no way
Yankee
any.
Stadium, I guess.
Yeah. There's no way any new stadium is going to be hoity and say, we're not going to play with the Rebels. It's too much money.
It's a lot of money.
It's too much money, right? All right. And then this topic. So we've given you a lot here on the Harrigan Hotline, 651-461-9226. Let's also add this arena is in the second biggest city in this state, and that downtown is dead most nights. I take no joy in that. We get the text occasionally here. Oh, it's so good. I'm so glad that Minneapolis or St. Paul is dying. It's good. How big a dope are you? It's better for us to have flourishing cities all across the state, including the number one economic engine and the number two. You don't have to agree with the leadership. You can disagree with how safe it is or not. You can feel like the politics is wrong. You can feel like it doesn't have enough for me. But you're happy if St. Paul is struggling? Try Googling economics. Because our state is better when our two biggest cities by far are having success. You're not You're not brought to those cities. You're not dragged to those cities. Don't go. Good. Makes it easier for me. But I, St. Paul, there was a point in my life I used to go to St. Paul a lot, especially when I came back and it was DGY and we're on River Road. Go to St. Paul a ton. St. Paul, in my view, has one of the two greatest restaurants in town, in the state. Meritage. I love, love, love it. Russell Klein has a brilliant restaurant. I think Spoon and Stable, along with Meritage, I think are the two best. So if you're missing out on that amazing restaurant, go. But I've been there. And even on that Friday night when we went, it was still really, really quiet. What would bring some juice back? Now, when the Wild play, and sometimes they tell the truth about the attendance, sometimes they don't, just like everybody. U of M, the worst. Their lying about attendance is absurd.
They've sold out every event since 1973.
It's crazy how off they are. What would bring you back to St. Paul? The obvious answer is more people, right? We're sheep. More restaurants, more businesses, cool places to go. Think about when Lower Town in St. Paul was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And there's still some fun stuff down there. But when there's not a Saints game, that's quiet also. So we got a smorgasbord of topics here tied to Grand Casino Arena. What are we going to name it? What's our nickname? Is it the casino? Is that what we're going with? If you were a brand evaluator or consultant, would you advise the company you work for to, get on board. Get on board and please tell me you're not so foolish that you're happy when the big cities in this town aren't succeeding. You're hurting yourself indirectly. And then what would bring you back to the saintly city, the capital of Minnesota? What would bring you back? We got the Harrigan Hotline. That means you can call us. That means you can text us. Love to hear from you. Love a boffle response to start the show. 651-461-9226. Do we have a Gaga birthday?
Oh, no.
Oh. It's a great song.
Tremendous song.
It's a 9.
It might be more.
Yeah. Some of us call it a banger.
A summer thumper?
Summer thumper. I haven't heard that before.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I like that. Okay, it's tied to Grand Casino Arena.
Yes. There you go. Yes.
Games were playing because of Grand Casino Arena. It's almost like, again, we work together on this, but you will never tell me what the theme is.
I wouldn't do that.
And I don't tell you what the opening topic is outside of, I don't know, how often do I tell you the opening topic?
Very seldom.
Very seldom, right? It's kind of like, you know, Adam and Jordana winging it Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's our show every day.
Yeah, today on Adam and Jordana, they kicked it off with Dog Murder Monday.
I heard that again, and these two are trying to justify that they have dogs. They don't care for dogs. Remember the topic earlier a couple of years ago was, would you spend $10 on your dog? Nope, wouldn't do it. And now there's a dog in distress. Would you stop and check on it? Of course not.
As long as one person stops, that's enough.
My God. Seriously, who are these folks? Let's see. Blaming the evangelicals and MAGA and Greater Minnesota and their belief in religion, and that's part of the reason why they don't want the cities to succeed. Clearly, there's a lot of people in politics who are on one team and never, ever want anything good, great, or normal to be represented by the other side. We're going to get in that 135 because the amount of criticism, Tim Walz, by the way, Tim Walz, politically for me, too far left, major disappointment. to me as a VP nominee. I think they picked the wrong guy. Cheering for stock to go down. Gestapo tactics. I've ripped them all. But when he has a picture as he's touching the casket of one of his close friends and he just gave the eulogy and that's your time to make fun of him, show just some level of empathy. Honestly. So we'll get to that later. Let's see. On behalf of my family, I want to thank Dave and Chad for hosting the Twins game last Thursday. What an amazing time to spend the 4.5 hour rain delay, which is made for more family time. We stayed until the last pitch.
How about that?
What
if you just stayed up there and refused to leave?
Well,
because they're on the executive balcony.
I did joke and say to a number of people that you were locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice people.
They're great people.
I mean that in all sincerity. Everybody works here. Not all nice people.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Mm-mm. No.
All the folks there. The one guy said I had a really big nose. I'm not sure I'd include him. You know?
Made me laugh.
Who wouldn't be thrilled to enjoy the G-spot? Are we going to the G-spot for Grand Casino?
I don't think that one's going to stick. Plus, most I can't make the joke.
Most men can't find the G-spot. Is that where you're going?
I was going to go there.
Yeah. I kind of like that one so far. Let's see. It does nothing for me, and for some reason it makes me feel less likely to go to a game. I obviously spend a lot less time going to casinos. If this is from a text, I'm reading text. You're not going to go to a game because you don't like gambling. Like let's say you're a hockey fan, you're a Wild fan, mm-hmm. or you're Bruce is there seemingly every other week. You're a big Springsteen guy. Unlike Carter, you're going to stay more than two songs. You're not going to go to the arena because you don't like the name?
Are people avoiding Target Center and Target Field because of the DEI protests? Maybe they're just not happy with the artist depiction we got of when they took XL Energy Center off the building and put Grand Casino Arena. It looked like a second grader did it.
Yeah.
We can do better.
The slot. They like that. They're saying the slot because all the hockey stuff.
Yeah, that's a good hockey term.
Yeah.
The house. House always wins.
Texter, we went back and forth a little bit saying if it was on CCO, you'd call Grand Casino Arena. I just pointed out I made fun of the Twins. And they said, well, he or she said, we call it Target Field. We don't really have a nickname for Target Field, do we?
No, we don't. Same with Target Center?
No. I wish we did.
The Bullseye. Can we call it the Bullseye?
Which one?
Yeah, that's true. Then you have to be more specific.
Kevin, one of Kevin's early calls, he doesn't use too much, but early, I think it even goes back to when he's calling the Kansas City Kings. Richardson jump shot, Bullseye, which is a pretty good one.
Bring that one back.
Could bring that back.
Yeah.
Kevin breaks that out occasionally on some TV successes. Somebody telling me how much rain they had in Osceola last night. Thank you. Appreciate that. Wrigley Field won't be renamed until someone that has more money than Big Gum comes along.
A lot of cash in Big Gum.
Let's see. We're going to get back to it. Because we didn't get as many about what would bring you back to St. Paul, okay? Because what do you have right now? What would bring you back to St. Paul? You drive by it, or sometimes you drive by it, depending which shortcut you're trying to take.
I drive through downtown every day. There's reasons to go down there. They have obviously the Science Museum's down there, the Children's Museum. Our kids love that place. But just on a random, weekday night to, hey, we're going to go grab a bite to eat, or even on a Friday or Saturday, it's just not at the top of the list. Maybe we'll pick up a pizza from Cassetta's or something once in a while,
Cassetta's
so Mancini's,
good.
But really,
so good.
There's just not that many places there's not many places where it's a destination spot to go.
They need more.
Yeah.
They absolutely need more. They need more businesses down there. They need more people living down there. because whether you like it or not, the perception is out there. There's not a lot going on, and many nights there's not a lot going on, and safety questions. Representative Kristen Robbins represents the area kind of near me, and including Maple Grove. And we just had an extraordinarily emotional weekend with Mark, Melissa, and Gilbert Hortman all lying in state, and then the funeral. And the representative was a part of all of it. The representative is well-respected across both aisles. So the representative is going to join us in a matter of moments on News Talk 830 WCCO. Kristen Robbins is a highly respected state representative here in our state of Minnesota, serves the people of Maple Grove, Medina, Maple Plain, Loretto, Independence, Greenfield, and Corcoran. And like many people, many citizens in this state and many politicians, they were a part of the sad, emotional, and at times there was some laughter, moments to honor Mark, Melissa, Hortman and their dog, Gilbert, lying in state Friday, the funeral itself on Saturday. Kristen, thank you so much for coming on. Like all our guests, you were on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I'm sure a lot comes to mind when you think about this weekend. What part of this weekend do you think will stay with you month after month, year after year?
Thank you for having me. You know, the funeral was a beautiful tribute to Melissa and Mark, and I think I will long remember the scriptures that were read, the songs that were sung, the choir, and the eulogies, especially the one given by Melissa's friend, Robin Ann Williams. It was a picture of the person that, you know, some of us at the legislature saw glimpses of, but we didn't know that side, that personal side of Melissa as much. And so that was a very special time. And then, of course, her son reading the poem or the, mm-hmm. the prayer from St. Francis of Assisi. We all know that prayer in our hearts, but I think it will all be held differently now in light of this.
Were there still times, whether it was the family line in state or the funeral itself, where you're still shaking your head going, how did this exactly happen?
Oh, every day. Like when it first happened, we were all so stunned. And you couldn't believe this was really happening in Minnesota. And then it became more real. We had the vigil on the steps of the Capitol Wednesday night, and then the lying in state, and then the funeral. And each time you'd get the chance to visit with different colleagues and share different memories. But the whole time it was surreal. Like, it would be one thing, I think, if very sadly they had died in a car accident or something understandable, but to die from political assassination, you know, it's a whole nother level of grief and you know, somberness bringing people together.
There has been well before it, for years and years, a debate on the discourse. And I hope no one is calling for people to give up opinions and give up passion and caring and getting involved. But off this again, there's this debate again about, will the language tone down? Will people take a little bit more of a moment? Kristen, I want to believe that. I think that would be better for us. But sadly, for the majority, not for everyone, but for the majority, I'm not convinced the tone is going to change. I'm sure you're hopeful it would, but realistically, do you think we will notice a discernible change moving forward?
Yes, and I would push back on the assumption a little bit. Like, the majority of people at the legislature do work well together across the aisle. So I think what the public doesn't realize is that is the norm. And so I'm hopeful that there will be more coverage of how we really do just work together to get the work done. And then the rhetoric, the heightened aggressive rhetoric sometimes is appropriate, sometimes not. But most of that takes place on social media and Twitter. That's not on the floor. If people really tune in and watch committee hearings, if they watch the floor debates, there's not nearly as much of it as I think the public has a perception of. A lot of times it's people working hard across the aisle to get bills done. And clearly there's always disagreement. People are passionate about their views, but there's not this sort of ad hominem attacks generally. And so I hope the public is hopeful with us that that is not the norm, and that I do think I'm co-chair of the Civility Caucus. I work on this all the time at the legislature, and we will continue to work to build relationships, because as you know each other as people,
yep,
that's when, you know, you're less likely to name call or doubt someone's motives, even if you disagree. And you know, I disagreed with Melissa on many policy positions, but we always had a very cordial, respectful working relationship, as most of us do.
Representative Kristen Robbins is with us. We're talking about a lot of things, and sadly, most of it related to the murder, the assassination of Mark, Melissa Hortman, their dog Gilbert, and the attempted assassinations of the Hoffmans. Do you think, I want to stay with the Civility Caucus, because I understand what you're saying, and I think it's probably better at our state level. I'm not as convinced it's this strong at the federal level, because I think there are a lot of active participants in Congress and the Senate and people close to them where the language is vitriol is a lot of what it is. But on the Civility Caucus, which I think is great, what's your hope on whether it's expanding it or when everybody gets back to St. Paul next year, trying to keep this going and even build further momentum? I totally get what you're saying. I agree about it. If people just have a chance to, you know, get to know each other and talk about something unrelated to the issue of disagreement, it helps. Maybe even helps find a way for progress. To make it even better, though, what do you want to do as a member of that caucus?
Yeah, I think we as a Civility Caucus will hopefully be able to host a couple of events in the fall. So trying to get people together and get to know each other. Pre-COVID, the Civility Caucus did a few things during interim where they would host district exchanges or dinners of six for people in different districts. And after COVID, that sort of fell away, but I'm hoping we can get back to that. And then also during session, Civility Caucus generally meets once a month, and it's been a struggle to protect that time. So members don't have a committee hearing, members don't have to be on the floor. And so I'm hoping we can get agreement from all four caucus leaders that for this once a month lunch, we're going to do our very best to make sure members have the freedom to get there. And it's exactly what you said. As you get to know people, as people, we go around and we talk about, you know, our families, our districts, certain things. You find out, oh, well, they have small kids too, or they have aging parents too, or they have the same issue in their district that I'm struggling with. And you just realize that we are all there working hard for the good of our constituents and for the good of the state. We may have very different avenues on how to get there, but as you build relationship and trust, that's how you get through those tough negotiations.
As you know well, Vance Belter stopped multiple places. Maybe we don't even know all the places he stopped, but mm-hmm. he did stop at Representative Kristen Bonner's place in Maple Grove.
Yes.
You know, you represent a part of Maple Grove also. When you found out that information, and when you think back to that night and alerting you and your family, what still stands out the most?
First, undying gratitude for the Maple Grove police. When I woke up that morning, I had a text from my chief, and there was a car outside my house. It was of great comfort to me and to my neighbors. We are normal people living in normal neighborhoods with lots of kids and people, and you know, so it was of great comfort. Maple Grove Police Department was fantastic. And immediately I also texted Representative Bonner, who, you know, I know well, we served the same city, and just told her I was praying for her. I was so grateful that she had not been home. And we've since spoken, we've texted a few times, and, you know, it's a lot that he was at her home, and then went from there on to the Hoffmans. And yeah, I've texted with John, and I'm praying for him and his family. I'm so pleased to see how well they're recovering, and you know, we're all with them for the long haul. So So it was very unsettling, but Maple Grove Police had our back from the beginning, and we're very grateful for that support. And from the support of all of our neighbors and community, hundreds of people reaching out, like the strong support of the community was super appreciated.
Last question for Kristen Robbins, Representative Maple Grove, Medina Independence area. There are people who cover Minnesota politics closer than I who look at the Republican Party and say, who could win a statewide race? And among the names coming up is your name. You have been mentioned, whether it's this election, another election down the line, everything that's happened the last couple weeks, does this make you more inclined to do it, less inclined to do it? And do you have any interest in running for either the governor's race or the Senate race next year?
So before all this happened, people have been reaching out, and I said, you know, I'd take a deep dive, look at it after the special session. And then obviously just a few days after the special session, Melissa and Mark were murdered. And so everything's on hold, but it has not made me more or less likely to do it because of the assassinations. We cannot live in fear. We must go on with the work of the people, whether it's as a state legislator or as in another office. So that won't have bearing on it. What will have bearing on it is, you know, just talking to my husband and our family and, you know, the personal decision part of it. But it's not about the fear or the assassination. If anything, we need more people to engage. We need more people to run for office and be part of the process, because democracy is worth fighting for. And we can, if we cower back in fear, then other people will rise up, or it will require a stronger response from the government. And we're a government of the people. So it's the people that need to step into these roles.
How soon do you think you'll decide? And are you leaning more towards the governor's race than the Senate race?
Yeah, I don't have a timeline on it. This has been, you know, a lot going on in the last 2 weeks. And I've been focused on supporting my colleagues and helping, you know, my community. And so, you know, after the 4th, we'll start looking at it more seriously. But we're going to celebrate the 4th of July and celebrate our great country, and then we'll have time to take a look.
Kristen, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You also. Represent Kristen Robbins from Maple Grove, Independence, Corcoran, and she is a name that a lot of people, like a Blois Olson, Tom Hauser, people close to it, believe has a strong chance to be a significant factor if she decides to run for a position. I want to talk right now about Aquarius and what I have in my place and what you could have in your place, condo, house, whatever you want. Dave has like 7 or 8 houses, so it's hard to keep track. You could have, from Aquarius, the Kinetico drinking water system, which to me is essential. Because most of us in the cities where we live, we really don't know about the quality water. And pretty much every study out there is going to tell you, drink water, drink more water, drink more and more water. And I do that at home with my Kinetico drinking water system. Right now, you can save up to 25%. But Aquarius is more than that. The water softener, which helps you in so many other areas. And I love how they continue to branch out year by year. This family-owned company since 1987. Just go to that utility closet. Pretty much everything in your utility closet, AquariusHomeServices.com can help you out. I have trusted them since the early 90s. You should do the same. Track down Aquarius. Do it right now. Sometimes I'm an excellent snapper, and sometimes my snap doesn't have much snap behind it.
That's a good snap.
That's
you
a
got.
Pretty good snap.
Yeah. The Took first you a minute to get into it.
The first couple snaps. I mean, when you think of who else, 651-461-9226, what other singer do you think of and you want to just snap along?
Tony Bennett.
Dean Martin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
It's kind of that same, you know.
Yeah. I don't think it's Taylor. I don't think it's Harry Styles.
No.
Maybe Harry a little bit could be. Where is Harry Styles? I'm team Harry Styles.
Disappeared, man.
Let's get some music here.
Watermelon Sugar, and he just hung it up.
Such a great song. Well, he had As It Was, I think, after that.
Yeah, whatever.
Ugh, I don't think should have left it as it was on the cutting floor, to be honest.
I see what you did.
I wasn't crazy about it. Snapping your fingers, overrated, underrated, or properly rated? Let's hear a little snapping from you. Oh.
Took me many, many years to learn to snap.
Okay, stop.
Not into my 20s. I'm not kidding.
Like, are you using the wrong finger?
No, I just couldn't do it. Couldn't get the pop.
Oh, that's sad. Linda's construction time check. It's time for us to go, and Dave can practice. Time to get impact-resistant GAF asphalt shingles and receive 50% off installation labor through today. Text away right now for overrated, underrated, properly rated. Harrigan Hotline, 651-461-9226. CCO.